Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Again, just to repeat, we are all week long, we'll be giving away tickets to see Toto, Christopher Cross, and the Romantics at the new brand spanking new Mystic Lake Amphitheater next August. All you have to do is be the fifth caller when you hear some bumper music with one of those three artists. This is not one of them.
No.
Fifth caller when you hear it.
So many headlines, so little time. Adam and Jordana now riff on some of the other big stories making news in this fast-moving segment we call Quick Takes.
With a contingent of former players behind him, President Trump signed a Congressional Medal of Honor Act honoring members of the Miracle on Ice Olympic hockey team Friday at the White House. This was one of the greatest moments in sports history, said Donald Trump, adding, nobody thought it was possible. Adam and Jordana, obviously this is close to our hearts. Many of those players right here from Minnesota. What's your first reaction to a team receiving this honor? Here we are, 45 years later.
It's great. I mean, yes, it was a legendary thing. Do they deserve that medal? I'm sure they do. And I heard Pete Stauber, Congressman Stauber, on with Vanita this morning talking about how what a great thing this is.
You don't seem very excited about
it. Well,
I mean, great.
Coming from this guy again, he saw Ryan Suter, who played, 20 years in the NHL almost. Like, did you play hockey? And then he went off on Somalis again. Okay. So during the ceremony. Mm-hmm. So
again.
But bravo to the Miracle on Ice team.
To the team. Yeah. Yes. Bravo to the team. But we support. Mm-hmm.
Creepy, zany, demonstrably fake content, often called slop online. The words.
Proliferation.
There you go. Thank you. Not the word of the year or my word. In part, thanks to the widespread availability of generative AI.
Landing it's really Monday, huh?
Yeah,
really
what did Monday I say? Is that a real
David,
word?
I know, sorry.
Yeah, words aren't my thing. Anyway, slop is Webster's word of the year. Your reaction. I can say slop.
I never heard, I mean, I know what slop is, like, what pigs eat or something, or, something messy, but explain another meaning of that, because I haven't even heard my kids use this one.
It's all the junk you see online. So how many links, pictures, feeds, articles do you see online, like the proportion of those that are not from trusted known news sources or actual people that are friends of yours? It's all just
junk. A lot of slop.
It's all just... Yeah. AI stuff, advertisers, influencers, all that stuff is considered internet slop.
I see a lot of it, man.
I was going to say, it's everywhere. Most of it is slop.
Yeah.
Most of it. To get to my funny dog videos or my accounts where kids are falling down.
Right.
Like, I have to go through so much other
crap. And it's getting sloppier every day.
Stuff.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok the other day. I think it's like, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but they're dressed like Tina Turner. with the sequin dress on and the wig. Mm-hmm. And it was a video of Tina Turner tries to cross the street, and it's her doing, left a good job in the city, And I said, this is what TikTok is good for, or this is what social media is intended for. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. Mm-hmm. It's this.
Silliness.
Silliness. Mm-hmm.
silliness. Mm-hmm, that's right. It should be for silliness.
Yes.
And it is. Here's, although, do your kids do this for you, Adam? My children, like when they see something really funny that they know will make me laugh, you know, they'll DM it to me. They'll direct message it, whether it's on TikTok or Snap or, well, Snap disappears, or Instagram. And then every few months, we'll sit down and we'll go through the list of what they've sent me. It could be 30 videos.
Yes.
And it is an hour's worth of pure joy.
Laughter, yes.
Yes, my own humans have curated things they think I, you know, they're my algorithm.
Yeah.
You know, because they know what, you know what they think I'm, right. So they go through it for me. So that's, I love those times, but you need somebody to go through it for you to filter out the slop.
Chad Hartman and I have the same exact algorithm because he'll send me a video. Oftentimes, I've literally just watched it. It's amazing. It's like we have the same feed.
You have the same stupid humor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And proud of it. Proud of it. Proud of my
stupid. No more slop.
The Wild pulled off one of the more shocking NHL trades in recent memory on Friday night.
The Mighty Quinn.
Three players and a draft pick to the Canucks for Quinn Hughes.
Adam, big deal.
A resident Wild expert, are you excited? Should Wild fans be excited about defenseman Quinn
Hughes? This is a huge move, a very significant trade. Guy's probably the second best defenseman in the NHL. Right behind Cole Makar, who is incredible. But this Quinn Hughes, his mother's Jewish, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
Just
thought
I'd point that out.
You know, that means he's Jewish.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But he's an American kid. And he scored last night in his first game for the Wild. An offensive, pushing the pace defenseman. And it's a great move. Good for Bill Guerin to make that signing. Gets everybody excited about it. And, well, the Wild have been
really
good.
You know, we're
really
not really known. We're not really known for our athletic prowess.
Well, his mom though. His mom, who's 100% Jewish, she was a great hockey player herself for Team USA.
Good for her.
Yep.
Oh, good for her. Okay, good, excellent. Well, I'm thrilled. I'll be following because there are very few Jewish athletes. So when they are, the Jews always pointed out, you know, they're Jewish because we're proud of the very few Jewish athletes that are out there.
How about this? The quarter zip is having moment. Some young
men on today
have taken to quarter zips, resulting quarter in a zip. Social media sensation. The sweater has become a symbol of Gen Z and late millennial aspiration, with T-Pain, rapper T-Pain, posting a photo of himself in a quarter zip with the caption, 401k and a quarter zip. Others engaged with the phenomenon of quarter zips say it goes beyond just trends and clothes. It's a lifestyle that reflects a commitment to sophistication. How about that? And that on a day where Adam and I are both sporting quarter zips.
I'm a QZ on.
What do you think, Adam? Are we the new sophisticated generation of quarter zip wearers?
Well, I'm at the height of fashion. When you think of height of fashion, you're thinking I am.
Why is
the QZ
such a trend? Because the quarter zip has been around forever.
It's never gone out of style. I don't know.
This, by the way, if you need a Christmas or a Hanukkah gift for a young man in your life, get a quarter zip.
Get a QZ.
So, guys, what is it?
It can both casual with the T-shirt under, but you can, you know, dress it up with like a collared shirt underneath it.
You can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The quarter zip. It's having a moment, friends. So, it's funny that you point that out because Maddox asked for one. That's all my brother was wearing when he was down in Florida because he dresses like a, you know, like a douchebag in his quarter zips.
And who does? Who is that?
Her brother.
It's my brother. He's like very preppy. Like he always wanted to kind of be waspy and preppy. We grew up with the preppy handbook, you know, and he's very like golf coated.
Short shorts and loafers without socks. That kind of look.
Like that.
Yeah.
A little douchey.
What is a Vineyard Vines? The Vineyard Vines belt.
Totally.
It is satisfying. Like Adam, you and I are both wearing quarter zips for years.
Yeah.
So then for something that is already in your wardrobe to like come in vogue, well,
one of these days satisfying. Cargo shorts are going to come back and I'm going to be very excited.
You're going to have plenty.
Yes. More pockets. Yeah.
Next up, speaking of holiday gifts, we're doing our holiday showdown. I'm going to give it to you now so you can send us your comments. Kitschy versus classy. Christmas? Are we going with the ugly sweater, or are we dressing up to impress the relatives at our parties?
Quarter zip.
651-461. What are you wearing? The quarter zip, right? 651-461-9226. Holiday showdown next.
A Christmas Story versus Elf.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh my God!
I know him.
Turkey or ham? Real versus fake tree? Fun topics, serious opinions. Now on Adam and Jordana, let's debate how things should be done in an audience participation bit we're calling the Holiday Baking Championship, the Holiday Showdown.
All right, explain this one. Kitschy versus classy?
How you're dressing, yes, for your holiday parties, your holiday gatherings, your get-togethers, even maybe your office party. What do you opt for? We're doing kitschy versus classy. So I'm talking kitschy, you know, the ugly sweater, the reindeer earrings, you know, the some craft or something that somebody knitted you that maybe you wouldn't wear out on a date, but it's just for Christmas.
Or the Christmas, you know, the jammies, white, like green, all day long.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
That's a big thing.
Kitschy, or, and that's fun, is kitschy. You know, are you wearing those to your gatherings? Or are we classy all the way? Are we doing, you know, red silk or black silk with some red jewelry? You know, what do you prefer? Is it, do you dress up, or are you opting for sort of the ugly Christmas, the kitschy? I don't want to say ugly because that's a mean thing to say. But how do you opt? 651-461-9226. You can start, Adam, because, you know, it's mostly Christmas. What do you like?
Well, what do you think I'm going to say?
I think you're classy. You're not giving kitsch.
Yep.
I
have so few reasons in my life to dress up that I think the holidays, I love putting on like a nice sport coat, you know. I have a crushed velvet sport coat that I bought at Target probably 25 years ago, and it was in the clearance rack. I think I paid like $15 for it.
Love,
but I
love,
break it out during the holiday season, and I don't. I think that's. I mean, some might say that's kitschy, but I think that's kind of on the classy side because I'll put like a nice. It's a dark blue, you know, like a navy blue. I think that's
love it.
I wore it to the Christmas party last year, our holiday party. But no, I love to class it up. Plus the ugly sweater thing, that was fun for like a year. Now it's like I'm over that.
Okay, that I understand. I love to dress up. I dress up a lot. But I will say this, because Hanukkah kitsch was never a thing.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have a lot of products for Hanukkah. Now, you know, the retail is catching on that, you know, they like our money, too, with kitschy stuff.
Yeah.
So if I can find an ugly Hanukkah sweater, I'm immediately buying it.
Yep.
I am immediately buying the ridiculous dreidel pajamas for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I fall for this. I'm a sucker. I love to see my kids wearing Hanukkah sweatpants. They don't like it, but I absolutely love all the kitsch. I am embracing. So there you go.
Dave?
Whose party are you going to, mine or Adam's?
Yeah, I loved the kitsch like 15 years ago when I had like an old sweater from Aunt whoever that was a little too tight but was kind of funny, and I'd wear it to a few parties, and like it was the one like weird kitschy, I guess you could call it an ugly sweater, that I had, and I'd wear it, you know, two or three times during the Christmas. Mm-hmm. Ah, it's kind of my Christmas sweater, I'll throw it on. Like, I kind of like that. And if everybody's got kind of your one or two items, your tradition, and it's like a real thing that this was my aunt, whatever, or I got this as a gift, isn't it funny, or whatever. And it's kind of my one piece I have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now, like, everyone's got a closet full of kitschy Christmas gear. Yeah. And,
and
none of it's real. None of it's actually from Aunt whoever. It's all stuff you
all you buy.
Fast fashion junk.
It used
you
to be you would actually you'd go to a consignment store and you'd find like a real ugly sweater, but now they market, hey, here's my Miller Lite sweater that's you know, like,
it's made to look like the ugly. So I'm totally out on
that. I bought one about 15 years ago though. That's like it's my Neil Diamond Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
It's like white. It says Neil Diamond, and it's got big diamonds on it. It's actually a nice sweater.
Yeah.
It's good material. I'll bust that out every year at some point. But
I think everyone should have one kitschy Christmas item. That's your one you get for your life. And then other than that, classy for sure.
Do you know there, by the way, Adam, I meant to tell you this. We're totally off topic, David. Don't be mad. There is going to be the Neil Diamond cover band movie with it's
the guy from Wolverine. What's his name?
Yes. Thank you.
What is his name? We're both blanking on
it. We're both blanking. And I just saw a piece on 60 Minutes on him last night.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
help out. Somebody Google. And Kate Hudson. It's Kate Hudson and it's Wolverine, the guy from Greatest Showman.
Oh my God. Please,
everyone says Mark looks like him.
We're both having a brain fart here. How can not you nor I can think of this guy's name?
How is somebody not texting us? Who's Wolverine? He's not McDreamy. He's the other guy.
He's Australian.
Hugh Jackman?
Hurt. Hugh Jackman, thank
that
you.
That guy.
Yes.
That was painful.
That was awful. Oh my gosh. What happened to us?
I had a menopausal moment. You had a senior moment. Oh my God. What is going on?
But I did see the preview
for
that.
Everyone is now texting Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. Song Sung Blue is the name of the Thank you.
Are you immediately going to see that?
Absolutely.
When it comes
out? People are like, Adam, and like the whole like Neil Diamond obsession thing, it's kind of a joke with me, but no.
But you have to, I'm going to see that.
Yeah.
I love Kate Hudson. I'm going to see them both. Yeah. Okay, I digress. Sorry, Adam. Sorry. We're having our own side conversation while we're on the air. Please continue. Kitschy versus classy. We want to hear what you're doing. Thank you about the Hugh Jackman comments. Let's see. It's not Christmas unless my body is covered in holiday regalia. This texter says Christmas leggings, sweaters, sweatshirts, t-shirts. I wear a different pair of holiday leggings every day, starting the Friday after Thanksgiving. A holiday wardrobe is important. You know what? I need to see all of the pictures. I love everything about this. This year, I took it to another level of kitsch. My children are still sleeping. They can't hear me. Mark is not listening to this show. I ordered them Hanukkah pajamas with the dog's picture on it.
Nice.
So it has the dog's face among the menorahs and the dreidels and the Jewish stars. Nala, her face is... The children will immediately hate these, except maybe for my oldest, but I will have a picture.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait to have the Hanukkah dog pajamas involved.
Very good.
That's a next level kitsch right there.
So not in the group that I was with for the Christmas market tour, but there was like at the hotel we were staying at in Innsbruck, there was probably... Mm-hmm. Two other different travel agency groups visiting Christmas markets. And a lot of those folks had Christmas sweaters on every day. And there was a group of guys who would come down to breakfast every morning and they all had the same Snoopy Christmas pajamas. Like, so these people were like absolutely obsessed with Christmas.
Love that. Love this. And I am all for it. I am here for it. I love to see, because come on. How many times do you just want to look silly in public or want to... People love the Christmas spirit. And again, I know sometimes it lasts till after Halloween. But no, nobody's breaking out the crazy Christmas sweater until it's really Christmas time. So bring it on.
I would love to go to like a black tie Christmas party where I would have to like get a tuxedo and like even maybe like the white dinner jacket, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome. So if anybody's out there who has a black tie Christmas party and needs somebody else to show up,
my mailbox done that at the holiday party.
I know, and it was black and white, and I didn't know that, but I'm not doing it for that. Sorry. Although our guy T. Grant, he had the tux on.
Well, he is a snazzy dresser.
Yes, he is.
Absolute snazzy dresser. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if anybody knows where I can get some like terrible Hanukkah sweaters or, you know, leggings or whatever, I love it all. You email me at jordana.green@odyssey.com. I will immediately go on and purchase it because I think it's really fun.
I've seen a lot of them.
They're fun.
Here's a sweater vest. Happy holidays. It's got a challah on it.
That's a challah.
Yes. It's a sweater vest.
I can wear that for Shabbat. I can wear that any time of year.
55 bucks, though. See, that's to David's point. It's like, this is like a brand new thing, and people are making a ton of dough off this.
I'm going to wear it once a year, and you're right.
That's pretty good. You're right. Happy holidays.
I would prefer something that... You guys are getting your Hanukkah socks.
Yeah.
They only used to make Hanukkah socks. Now maybe I'm getting you other stuff. Maybe I should get you some joggers. Hanukkah joggers. Or the vest. We'll see. All right. Kitsch or... Classy. Someone says, keeping it classy with my mistletoe belt buckle.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Jeez.
Took a minute.
Yeah. You got us.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. All right, let's take a break, Adam, because another terrible story. I feel like we've started this Monday with horrible news, except, yeah, of course, for Adam's return, which has been fantastic all around. This devastating murder of Rob Reiner and his wife, allegedly at the hands of their son. Tim Lammers will be joining us on the air to talk about Rob Reiner's passing next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
A horrific news out of Hollywood where Rob Reiner, actor, director, comedian, found dead in his home along with his wife, their son Nick, now in custody. And shocking. We should be still talking about Rob Reiner for years to come and many other projects. And joining us now is Tim Lammers on the John Schuster Cobalt Banker Hotline. I saw Tim's post this morning. Tim, shocking news, and I know you've been up all night really just kind of writing about Rob and going over. You had not talked to him that long ago. You must be like the rest of us, just in complete shock here.
Oh, absolutely in shock. Yeah, I mean, you know, look, in such of an unexpected manner.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
and, you know, that's what's frightening. And the thing was, the story itself started to develop yesterday afternoon, and the reports were that there were two people found dead in the residence of Rob Reiner's, you know, home and his wife Michelle, but they didn't identify them. Although they did say that, you know, the victims are age 78 and 68, and I looked it up, and Rob Reiner, there you go, 78 years old. So the actual confirmation didn't really come until Saturday or Sunday night. So it took a while for them to release the information, but this is a story that is still unfolding and playing out. You know, as my wife and I are sitting there watching the winning Minnesota Vikings for a change, she says, this is so surreal that you just talked with him in September, 3 months ago. You know, and I, after all of the reporting last night, I did a piece for Forbes that kind of was like a retrospective on his career. I looked back at that interview. It's a Zoom interview, about 20 minutes long. And, you know, it's sort of eerie because at the end, you know, I asked him, and it's a naturally, would you see doing another Spinal Tap movie, you know, after two? I mean, you came back for two, could you see three? And he says, well, I better get going on it fast, you know. I mean, I'm up there now. And I said, you know, yeah, I mean, I hope to see it. Apparently, he did a concert. A concert film or something with Spinal Tap apparently is in the works. But, you know, for all intents and purposes, you know, Spinal Tap 2 is his last film, which is ironic because his first film as a director was in 1984 with This Is Spinal Tap, which is really, it's an all-time film classic. You know, you're talking about films that you're talking about years and years and years. And at 84, what are we talking about? Almost 41 years ago. And we're still citing lines and different things from that film. But obviously, that wasn't the beginning and the end of his film career. He had, you know, When Harry Met Sally and Stand By Me and The Princess Bride and The American President and Misery. and the bucket list. Yeah. I mean, his
A Few
list
Good Men.
On and on. Yeah. A Few Good Men. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, you try to think of all these films on the top of your head, and the impact is just wide and deep. I mean, it is just such of a huge loss for the business, losing Rob Reiner.
I just and do you have any? We know that his son was arrested and charged with the murder. We know it was a stabbing, both Rob Reiner and his wife. I know very little about his son. I was just reading that he was, you know, somebody who struggled with addiction. Do you have any information on who his son was? Was he involved in the industry? Anything like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, you know, since the story is unfolding, I've been reluctant to write or comment about stuff like that because, you know, there is a story that's out that his one of his sons, he has two sons and a daughter with Michelle, is in custody. So, I mean, you can read all about that out there. I mean, last night, and this is what was kind of, you know, different outlets. It was like the Wild West out there, you know, talking and citing unnamed sources and this and that and the other thing. It's like, this is a dangerous way to be playing this thing, right? So, you know, my reporting so far is really just focused on his legacy and his career. Yeah. And not so much on the crime itself.
That's
but
fair.
Again,
fair.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, again, in all fairness, I mean, you got to remember, too, if indeed a family member is involved, I mean, it just makes it that much more tragic. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that information will come out in due time. So right now, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people are just processing the fact that he's gone. I mean, it's just a really heartbreaking thing.
I mean, you think about Rob Reiner. I mean, his father is a world famous comedian, Carl Reiner. And then he, you know, that it's so difficult sometimes for kids without being accused of, you know, nepotism to carve out their own path. And he, Rob Reiner, carved out quite a path, you know, starting as an actor and being on a legendary sitcom as an integral part of All in the Family, and then launches this remarkable career as a director from not only super funny comedies, but also very serious. I mean, just a wide variety of great, great films.
Yeah. I mean, the interesting thing about his career was his first screen role was in 1961, I believe. Mm-hmm. And he had a good 24 roles, guest roles on television and the like, before All in the Family happened, which was from 1971 to 1978. And then there was Archie Bunker's Place that went on for a year, and he made like a couple appearances on that show as well. So, yeah, I mean, he certainly toiled for a long time before his big breakthrough. You know, it's interesting about the whole nepotism argument. I get that. But there was an interview I did a long, long time ago. I will never forget. It was with, sorry about that. It was with Nona Gay, the daughter of the great Marvin Gaye. And, you know, I asked her about, you know, how difficult it was for her to, you know, find work. And she says, well, there's no question that my dad's name opened doors, but I'm the one that has to walk through it and perform, because otherwise, look, you know, if you don't deliver and fall flat on your face, you're setting yourself up for public humiliation. So there's no question that Rob Reiner, getting back to him, had talent, and he certainly
absolutely
showed that. And you know, again, the most amazing thing is to, you know, mock documentaries. I mean, you know, they coined them mockumentaries. Can you think of any before Spinal Tap?
No.
I mean,
no,
he kind of not only started off by directing that film, but in a way starting or just really planting the seed with a new genre. I mean, think about that. And then on top of that, on top of him directing it, he was in it. You know, he was directing himself as his documentarian. So yeah, I mean, and you're right, Adam. I mean, if you think about that, Misery is a horror film. I mean, it's a Stephen King film. Stand By Me is actually based on a Stephen King short story called The Body. A Few Good Men, Aaron Sorkin, that was a stage play, but that's obviously a military courtroom drama. But yes, you have, and I think I said this on the show not too long ago, but undoubtedly the best romantic comedy of all time is When Harry Met Sally. And of course, you can't forget The Princess Bride either. You know,
one of my favorites.
To pinpoint stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
cold classic,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And just, it's such in our vernacular. You know, this one goes to 11. Like you said, there are so many uh-huh. lines. I'll have what she's having. You know, As You Wish, Princess Bride. It has become sort of our mainstream. Like, I quote them all the time. Nobody gets my references, but I still use them.
Well, as long as you say them to me and Adam, Jordana, you'll be fine. Right. But yeah, and it's interesting. One of the things that I did ask him about in the Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, which I do believe if it hasn't started streaming on HBO Max yet, it will be this week sometime. So that's sort of odd timing. But I asked him, you know, because there are several callbacks in that film to the original Spinal Tap film, but they didn't try to amp up the whole, this is, for lack of better words, amp up the whole, this goes to 11 bit. And I asked him about that. I thought, well, that's interesting. He says, you know what? You can't top it. You know, when you have a uh-huh. phrase like that that's part of the mm-hmm. Oxford English Dictionary, forget it. You yeah. know? So he let it live on its own, you know? But yeah, that's only one of the many quotable lines of his films. Ugh. And, God, it's just, again, it feels so weird. I mean, I just kind of, it's just Paul that's hanging in the air. I mean, obviously, I didn't know Rob Reiner. You know, I interviewed him three times over the years. The first time actually was for The Bucket List, and then it was a couple of kids that starred in it. I'll have to look it up, but there were three films that I talked with him for. But, you know, obviously these films have had such of an impact on our lives that, yes, you do feel a part of them and a part of who he was, because he had that much of an impact on your life as a viewer.
Yeah.
Nominated for only one time nominated for an Academy Award, and that was Best Picture for A Few Good Men. I'm shocked by that because,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
think of all the great works that he was mm-hmm. responsible for, probably deserved to have at least one, if not two Oscars.
Well, I mean, and if I could be critical of the Oscars for a minute, I mean, it is silly that you see people that haven't been around that long win Oscars. I won't name names, but one in particular performer last year, Demi Moore, should have won, but mm-hmm. didn't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you have people like Rob Reiner who have never won. And A Few Good Men was nominated for four, and Jack Nicholson was supporting, and it was Best Picture. But, yeah, it is pretty amazing how, you know, he wasn't even honored with a lifetime achievement. Now, I can see that happening posthumously now.
Obviously,
and I can also tell you, mm-hmm. having mulling over the stars of one of his films, A Few Good Men, Tom Cruise, sure, he's never won an Academy Award outright, but I can't really think of a greater honor than being honored for your body of work and the impact that you've had as a whole. And so, you know, with any luck, the Academy is going to rectify that in some sort of way. Certainly they will have a tribute for him, coming up here. But yeah, I mean, I think that the win for him, and if you talk to any, actors out there who have never won, and I've talked with a lot of them who should have won, one thing they often say is that, you know what, the true award is the fact, A, that you're working, but B, that people respond to your work in profound ways. I mean, those top a trophy or an Oscar statuette any single day. And so he did not win that Oscar, but he was a winner. You know, I mean, there's no other way of, boiling it down than he won because of the, you know, the way that just everything that he gave to our lives, you know, with his entertainment. It was such of an incredible thing.
Very grateful for Rob Reiner. Thank you for taking the time also today to discuss this. Boy, you've been on our show quite a bit, which we love having you, Tim. And I'm sorry that this is such a sad topic today because I was shocked and sad. You know, I don't know Rob Reiner, but I think there is that sense. We always talk about this when a celebrity passes. We felt like we knew him. Yep. He played a huge role. I mean, from Meathead to Spinal Tap 2. I just watched it on the plane. Like, he's been there for a lot of my entertainment, and he will be sorely missed in my life.
Well, one thing I can tell you is that when you did talk with him, you know, ever, he always made you feel like he knew you. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it was just such of a natural, free-flowing conversation the first time around, as well as, you know, the most recent one I had with him in September.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for the
All right, we'll talk with memories. You both on Friday.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Remembering Rob Reiner. Also, somebody else, not nearly as famous as Rob Reiner, who passed away over the last day or so, but who had a huge impact on many, many lives. I want to talk about someone near and dear to me next on CCO.
Absolutely.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
10:54, that's your Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to protect your home with clog-free leaf guard brand gutters. Free installation labor throughout December. LaVon Francis passed away in the last day or so, and probably most people listening didn't know LaVon. But she was a gift to the city of South St. Paul. She was my daughter Morgan's kindergarten teacher. But even long before Morgan had her for kindergarten, I knew LaVon because she's married to Kip, Chris Francis, who's one of the 11 Francis children. Jimmy appears on this show and Chad's show in many different forms. And Jimmy's one of my best friends. And so this is his sister-in-law. And she had been battling cancer for years. And just recently made the decision that she was done with treatment and decided to go to home hospice care. And I just wanted to say she was such a remarkable person who touched so many lives through the children of South St. Paul and all the kids that she taught. And her values as a person and as a teacher, how those values now are carried on through all the kids that she taught in that district. I know Morgan loved Mrs. Francis, and she was such a great person. And the world is was worse off without LaVon Francis. And I just wanted to say my best to Kippy, her husband, and Joni and Lydia and Jake, their kids and the grandkids. Just last week during that significant snowstorm, they had organized to have people show up. And this is in the middle of that big snowstorm, to show up to LaVon and Kip's house in South St. Paul. And there must have been 200 people there out in the street with the snow falling, and they were singing Christmas carols outside of her house with candles, and just such a touching moment. And I just want my best to the entire Francis family at the loss of LaVon, who was just, again, blessed are the teachers, man. And I think about all the kids that she touched who are now adults and passing along those same values to their kids and others, and what a legacy. And again, we're going to miss her, and my best to everybody who she touched. But thank you for giving me that opportunity to talk about that.
And thank you for saying it, because you know what? We don't do that enough to people. We do have this big microphone, and this is somebody who personally touched you, who passed, and Jimmy is a friend to the show and a really funny guy, and I so appreciate that. We're feeling awfully introspective at the end of 2025, and we do sometimes don't often give shout outs to the people who touched our lives. And like you said, the teachers.
Yeah.
And that was really beautiful, Adam. Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. We'll be back after the news. And again, your chance before the hour is up to win tickets to see Toto at the new Mystic Lake Amphitheater. So you're going to want to keep listening to Adam and Jordana. We'll be back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.